Timex, the world's largest manufacturer of watches, presents the Timex All-Star Jazz Show. Timex, the fine watch at one-third the fine watch price. It's the reason why more people buy Timex than any other watch in the world. And now, live from New York City, the world's greatest jazz. With Gene Krupa. Cozy Cole, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, Bobby Hutton, Dave Brubeck, June Christie, and from Chicago, Duke Ellington. Colin McRae. And Woody Herman and his herd.
Jazz ever had, Steve Allen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Woody, for those swinging sounds and for that swinging introduction, too. I don't know if I'm the best friend jazz ever had, but I do know the jazz has been a very wonderful friend to me because, like any good friend, it's given me a great deal of pleasure. And that's just what we're going to stress on this first Timex All-Star Jazz Show. The pleasure of jazz, the fun of jazz. My role is going to be a very simple one. Just to keep the program going right on through to the very wild closing jam session that we planned for you. To keep it all going just the way the beat you're hearing now keeps all of jazz going. And the way that it's been keeping jazz going all over the world. It's got people going in this theater right now. And letting people everywhere know that we've got something pretty great going on here in America. Of course, when you get to talking about spreading the jazz gospel, you inevitably come to the man we're coming to right now, one of the great jazz figures of all time, direct from Jules Pinnell's Copacabana, the eternally young ambassador with a horn, Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
got Bill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. And it wasn't until my dream come true, the wind in the willows play love's sweet melody, and all of those vows we made were never to be. Oh, we were fine, you bother me still. Oh, you are my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Down in the willow's gray, I love sweet melody, and all of these vows we made were never to be. From none other than our man, John Cameron Swayze.
Louis, thanks for that introduction. And ladies and gentlemen, this is John Cameron Swayze for Timex. Louis, you know what I'd like to hear right now? About 8 bars from your drummer, Mr. Barrett Deems. Oh, that's pretty wonderful. But folks, you really don't have to be as energetic as Barrett Deems to wind the Timex self-wind. Because, well, when I did that, I was also winding my Timex self-wind. The completely automatic watch that costs only $14.95. Yes, I said $14.95. When you straighten your clothes, reach for the television section, or even look at your watch, your Timex self-wind winds itself with the natural movements of your wrist. Unbelievable, isn't it? But it's true. And here's how the self-winding Timex works. A swinging rotor or metal weight is free to move 360 degrees inside the watch when your wrist moves. And the movement of this swinging weight winds the mainspring, keeping your Timex at peak efficiency throughout the day. As a matter of fact, with normal wrist movement, the Timex self-wind builds up enough reserve power to keep on running even when it's off your wrist at night. You'll be proud to give or own a Timex. Remember, the Timex self-wind at only $14.95. is the fine watch at one-third the fine watch price. And it's one more reason why more people buy Timex than any other watch in the world.
Right, you are, John. Now, one more reason that more and more people are listening to jazz these days is because its musicians have developed many more varied styles. I'm thinking specifically now of some of the more modern jazz men who have mixed bits of classical music with the exciting, uninhibited beat of jazz, a little dash of the Charlie Parker tradition thrown in. I think you get what I'm talking about when you hear how this famous modern jazz group treats an equally famous jazz warhorse, with Paul Desmond on alto, Norman Bates on bass, Joe Morello on drums, and its leader at the piano. Here is the Dave Brubeck Quartet with the St. Louis Blues.
Thank you.
be seeing Dave and the fellas a little later in the show in our closing session. You ever hear of a quadruple threat? There aren't many of those around, but we have one. There's one in the field of jazz. He's a fine piano player, composer of more hit tunes than you can shake a baton at, and an arranger who, for years, has always been about 10 years ahead of his time, and the leader of a band that's been the jazz musician's favorite ever since I can remember. When it comes to jazz, I've got elephant's ears. It's because of giants like these gentlemen that jazz has grown so big. And now there are nightclubs all over the country that feature jazz, and nothing but. Just a couple of beats more, we're going to swing our Timex All-Star Jazz Show out to one of those jazz spots, a place in Chicago called the Blue Note, where the giant jazz that I've been talking about is holding forth these nights. And we're going to present him right now. Here he is with his own band, playing one of his own arrangements of his own songs, Duke Ellington, and a brand new thing called Ballet of a Flying Saucer. Take it, Duke. Crazy Duke.
Thanks very much, Steve.
Band sounds just as great as ever.
Oh, thank you. Well, we try. Wait till next year.
Duke, I understand that Carmen McRae is out there with you. She's a special favorite of mine.
Oh, yes, very special of ours. And she brought along her own trio with her. But she's got a lot of fans in our band, and I think they'll be able to join her. Carmen McRae.
In London town, had me lower, had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. the British Museum lost its charm. How I wondered, could it last? The age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly, I saw you there, and through foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere. Foggy day, London town had me low, had me down, viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum lost its charm. How I wondered, could it last? Age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly, I saw you there, and through foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But center, now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin, but nobody laughed when they found they couldn't drink it. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you. Hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh?
Thank you very much for Carmen McRae. She sings as pretty as she looks. And our next number is our title song in our new album, Such Sweet Thunder. This is our Shakespearean suite, and of course, Such Sweet Thunder, the quotation is taken from Midsummer Night's Dream, but to us, it suggested the flavor of what Othello had to say to Desdemona. It was a very convincing statement. He won the girl, he married her, so we figured Othello must have had a real swinging story. Such Sweet Thunder.
Thank you.
dead in the studio, but as long as it's getting into your homes, that's what counts. Just a minute, Mr. Gene Krupa, but now here's John Cameron Swayze with a word from Timex.
And hello again for Timex, the world's largest manufacturer of watches. Tonight, in a live demonstration from our TV studio in New York, we will prove how waterproof, dustproof, and shock-resistant a Timex is, with one of the toughest tests ever devised for any watch. First, we'll use this agitator to demonstrate the amazing shock-resistant qualities of Timex. This machine agitates at 1,300 vibrations a minute. Of course, you would never dream of giving your watch such a beating. But Timex can and does take such a beating because it has the exclusive Beconic movement. Timex is also scientifically sealed against dust and dirt. And now you're going to see what we mean when we say that Timex is really waterproof. There goes that water, and here goes the test. There comes the water. Well, let's see how it took this torture test. Let's have a look at it. Yes, it's still running perfectly. For Timex takes a licking and keeps on ticking like no other watch ever built. Remember, you can tell immediately that it's a Timex waterproof because it says waterproof on both the dial and around here on the back of the case. Anyone can own or give this great Timex waterproof watch for as little as $9.95. Timex is the fine watch at one-third the fine watch price. One more reason why more people buy Timex than any other watch in the world.
Thank you, John. Well, sir, the beat you're hearing is one of the most famous in all of jazz. Beginning in the Benny Goodman Band, it led the way for a whole new school of drummers. In fact, the guy who's given us that beat is now the principal of his own drum school. So here he is, reunited tonight with Charlie Ventura on the tenor sax, Bobby Scott at the piano, the principal of Gene Krupa, Cozy Cole Drum School, the world's number one jazz drummer, Gene Krupa!
Thank you.
Gene will be tossing some more licks and sticks at us a little bit later when we get to that big jam session I've been telling you about that'll wind up this first Timex All-Star Jazz Show. Incidentally, how about a hand for the folks at Timex for giving us TV's first sponsored jazz concert? What do you say? You know, of all the various kinds of jazz, there's one that has always seemed to make people feel the happiest, I guess you might say. And that's the jazz that they played for a long time. They were playing years ago down in the small clubs in New Orleans. And some of our great stars have been playing it ever since. It's always good to hear. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about when you hear this sensational all-star group, which Jack Teagarden has organized especially for our show tonight. First of all, Cozy Cole on the drums. Arvel Shaw on bass. Marty Napoleon at the piano. Nina Tucko on clarinet. Bobby Hackett on cornet. And Nick T, Jack Teagarden on the trombone. Here they go, strutting with some barbecue.
Old rockin' chair got me good. Old
rocking chair matching body.
Came by my side.
And you came by your side.
Fetch me some water, son.
You know you don't drink water, father.
Boy, damn your
hide. My hide's already tanned.
Can't get from the capital.
What happened, choking father?
Ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere, yeah.
Just sitting here grabbing.
Grabbing
at the blood round my rocking chair.
Rocking chair.
I remember dear old Aunt Harriet.
I remember old Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven she be.
Oh, about a year and a half, Daddy.
Send me a sweet chariot and for the end of the trouble I see.
My sweet Jerry.
Oh, rockin' chair got me, no, it got me.
Oh, rockin' chair got your father.
And the judgment day is grabbing upon me.
Tell about it, father.
To my old rockin' chair.
Looks like old rocking chair got you, Daddy.
I can't move a peg, boy.
Looks like your cane laying down there by your side.
Well, I use it for trombone sometimes.
Is that all? But I ain't got no chin, father.
Well, you better start running.
Yes, but you're gonna tan my hide.
No, I'm gonna forget it this time.
Now you can't get from this cabin.
No, I know I
no, father, yeah. But you ain't going nowhere.
I done been where I was going. I ain't going anywhere.
Dig him, dig him. You sitting here grabbing.
Yeah.
You grabbing.
Yeah.
You grabbing.
What?
After I flies around the old riding chair.
Yeah, they sure bother.
Look here, father. You remember old Aunt Harriet, don't you?
Yeah, she cut out, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
But I knew her well.
You do?
Not that well.
$5.42. Yes, fetch you. A chariot, a chariot.
Ah, just give me a taxi. I got it right.
Cause the time troubled both of us, you see.
Nobody knows the trouble I'm
telling me. Now, old rocking chair, get it.
Yeah.
Now, rocking chair, get it.
Yeah.
And judgment day.
Oh.
John Cameron Swayze.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is John Cameron Swayze again, and you've just seen a live demonstration of a Timex watch being agitated at 1,300 shocks per minute. Now, we use this extreme method to show you how amazingly shock-resistant Timex watches are. You see, it's still running perfectly. Now, you may ask how Timex watches take such brutal treatment. Well, the answer is the one word, V-conic. Yes, the exclusive V-conic movement found only in Timex watches enables Timex to take the rough treatment that would stop the ordinary watch. With the aid of a specially built microscopic lens on our television camera, we're going to show you a Timex movement greatly magnified, because I want to point out one of the major reasons for the superior shock resistance of the Timex V-conic movement. This is the balance staff, which is the heart of every watch. Incidentally, that's an ordinary pin we're using as a pointer, and it gives you an idea of the magnifying power of our lens. Now, here are simplified drawings of two balance staffs. This is the Beconic, right here. This is the balance staff of a conventional watch. Note the spindly pivots, top and bottom, and compare them with the rugged design of the Beconic staff. It's built to withstand four times the degree of shock that can be absorbed by that conventional staff over there. Remember, all Timex watches and only Timex watches have the exclusive Beconic movement. Timex is the fine watch at one-third the fine watch price. Another great reason why more people buy and give Timex than any other watch in the world.
Of course, they were doing their dreaming long before the arrival of the big swing and jazz band, so how could you expect them to be prepared for such wild bits as the Woody Herman heard blowing down the halls with The Preacher? Here it is.
There was a preacher down in Dixie who preached a special way. He said, work real hard on weekdays and you can play. To illustrate his sermon on every Sunday morn, the preacher played and played and played upon his favorite horn. Thank you.
Well, some pretty nice things happen at... here we go again to the North Pole. Don't know if we're on the air or not, but I certainly hope so. Some very nice things happen, as I was about to say, jazz concerts. They have pretty girls and pretty music. There we got her in the middle of stage now. Here's one of the prettiest of all jazz singers. Little hang-up backstage. Ready? Well, she's certainly well worth waiting for. Backed by a group of all-star musicians, Bobby Hackett on cornet, Bill Harris on trombone, Zoot Sims and tenor sax. We all set? Here's Miss June Christie, the one and only. Junie!
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are worth giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy. Then I'll be happy too.
There you go, Daddy. Make a little music again?
Ah, oh, no. Give me the singer.
Well, play something. You got the rest of the guys together?
Yeah. I just want to talk to the folks.
All right.
Folks, all of us on this show are mighty happy to be able to play for you tonight, and we are happy, too, that great man like Steve Allen has been making this Timex All-Star scene with us. We love him and we love his playing. He's a wonderful piano. Look at Daddy. How about, folks, how about Steve sitting in with us? For that, you're a good idea.
Louis, I understand we're a little bit behind schedule. Now, what tempo would you like this tune at instead of the original tempo?
Well, let's see. One time below.
Up the lazy river where the old mill run, up the lazy river with the noonday sun, lingering in the shade of a kind old tree. Go away your troubles, dream a dream of me, dream a dream of me. Up the lazy river where the robin song, two bright lights as we stroll along. Skies of a bird, I'm the one I love. Up the lazy river, how happy we will be. My world, yes. Thank you.
live in Aspen, I'm telling you. You're a killer. And you know one thing?
What's that?
I'd like to beat out another number for you.
Another one? Well, we're going to do the Saints in a minute or two. Is that what you have reference?
Well, how about doing that now?
I'll like tell you what. We'll get all set for the Saints. First, here is John Cameron Swayze.
I'd like
to. Well, I want to hear that, too. Yes, this is John Cameron Swayze once more, here to tell you about the all-new Timex Thin electric clocks. Now, here, for instance, is Mrs. Swayze's favorite. The Timex Pasadena wall clock with its cameo raised numerals, its crystal clear cover that keeps dust out, and she tells me it's so easy to clean. And there's news, too, in this push-pull cord that shortens or extends to just the right length. And just see how amazingly thin it is. And it comes in a choice of attractive colors and is priced at only $8.95. Yes, $8.95. Well, that's Mrs. Swayze's favorite. But you know, I'm kind of partial to this distinguished Timex Fairmount thin electric clock with its 18-carat gold-plated trim. Look at that. And its change-color front. Here it is in russet suede. Now, you change the color scheme with the easily applied pink, black, or white rice decorator fronts that come with the Timex Fairmount. Four clocks in one for the remarkable price of only $14.95. And here are some other Timex thin electric clocks. All new and beautiful and different, as low as $4.95. Remember, the great new name in modern electric clocks, Timex.
Marching in,
marching in.
I went to Saint School, marching in,
marching in.
Yes, I want to be in that number. When the Saints go marching in,
marching in.
Now when the Saints,
when the Saints
go marching by,
marching by,
by.
Marching by.
I would like to hit the number.
So would I.
Yeah, we're marching in.
Christmas Eve with Edie Adams, Ernie Kovacs, George and Eddie on The George Gobel Show in color.
Tuesday on NBC Television.